Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A new programme of performances and art installations gets underway in September. In Your Way is promising playful disruption and to make a long-lasting impression far beyond the weekend itself. And the organisers want your help in building the first piece. Daniel Pitt is on the line to explain more. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hello, Julian.
Good to speak to you.
Yeah, it's a regular occurrence, it feels. It's good.
Actually, I like it. We should encourage more of it. So this is part of a new programme, I think, for the Cambridge Junction. How's it come about?
A fellow arts producer and I, Sarah Crompton, two independent producers, have spent some of last year was sort of dreaming up what we might do in Cambridge to contribute to the art scene and to do something that isn't being done, we think, in Cambridge or actually much in the UK in terms of the kind of outdoor arts that's being put on. And so we've teamed up with Cambridge Junction and with some additional funding from the Arts Council and from the Dutch Performing Arts Agency in the end to present a new... It's like a micro festival. We're calling it a programme, but it's a micro festival of new projects on the interactive installation end of things.
Okay. So what do you need help building, and when will you need the help?
So we've just tomorrow. This is an advanced preview. We are announcing the weekend that's happening, which is the 8th and 9th of September. And the first project, the biggest, most central project of the weekend, is a project by a Dutch company called Theatre as Architecture, Architecture as Theatre. And they have this, it'll be the UK premiere of this installation where we need 20 volunteers who represent the city in their demographics, fully from all around Cambridge, to build this flat pack pavilion performance space communally over the course of the Saturday.
Will you be providing the Allen keys to put it all together with?
Yes, definitely. And maybe a small truck. It's a full-size, meeting space for the community. And it's a chance to meet new people and to be part of a process that... democratically works out what we could do in Cambridge together for the future. And then the Sunday in that space will be some facilitated community-led conversations around what the agenda should be for building Cambridge's future. It's being constantly grown in all the edges.
By the future, do you mean in terms of the way the city is developing? As you know, on this show, we're constantly talking about new railway stations or new housing that may or may not happen. Or are you looking specifically towards the arts?
I do mean the full picture, but specifically in what we think is tangible to be able to do in the future is we want In Your Way to be an event that happens again. And so we're interested in what we might commission artists to do in the future in Cambridge that could contribute to the wider picture. But so we're not planning to change planning permission systems in Cambridge, for example, but we are wanting to know what the real people of Cambridge think and would like there to be, and how artists might play a role in that.
You say real people. That kind of implies that the people who are making the decisions now are maybe, I don't know, a little distant from the rest of us?
I'm not really saying that. I just... we all know democracy never represents everybody, and it never can do, unfortunately. So this is a chance to build, democratically build a new democratic space and then have discussions in it. We're not going to solve the problems, but we'd like to talk about them.
Okay, and what happens to the space once you've had that discussion? Are you going to ask everybody to help take it down again, or will you have permission for it to stay there?
It will be temporary. It will only be there for the weekend, more or less.
So it's a pop-up festival in all senses?
Yes, definitely. And there'll be several other interactive installation projects popping up that we will be announcing in a month or so. So at this point, we're saying this is a big project we're doing. And if you're interested in building, we'll also be... we've got a bit of a plan for getting the wider... for making sure that we get a full spectrum of all walks of life in the project, building that theatre of architecture project.
So it's going to be like a question time audience, is it, when the audiences are supposedly drawn from all sectors of the city or town that they're visiting?
That is a very good example. Yeah, that's kind of what we're after. But we're also, if you're really keen, we're interested to hear from the public, not the public in general, but if you are keen and you're listening now, then from tomorrow, inyourway.org will have the sign-up information for how you can find out more in the future.
Okay, and I'm just wondering, you mentioned the Dutch connection. Has there been a project similar to this anywhere else? I'm assuming if there has been, it might have been in the Netherlands.
So we will be presenting two Dutch projects, of which this is the first one of it. This project's happened in other places, particularly in the Netherlands and in France, this pop-up pavilion, which has been built before. They've also, interestingly, done it in one tiny little village in the Netherlands, where they got as many people as possible of this tiny village involved. We're obviously doing it in a bit of a larger place in Cambridge, but we hope to get the full... range of Cambridge's population involved.
It sounds a fascinating project, Daniel. Just remind us of that website, which is, I think is open from tomorrow.
Inyourway.org is the website. That will be live from tomorrow. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at InYourWayCams, CAEMBS.
Okay, thank you very much, Daniel. I have to say that's possibly one of the easiest website addresses we've been given for a long while. So congratulations on that in particular, but also good luck with the project, and I look forward to hearing a little bit more about it in the future.